Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I'm your host, Sue Dume. It's an honor to be here with you once again and to share some interesting energies going on right now. And I've had some really powerful experiences recently in recognizing just how much interference is in the field right now. And also just the collective field, but also just recognizing that there is more and more energy being amplified on the side of balanced energy. This is really good news. So essentially what we're feeling, I talked about being on the precipice. We're kind of on that edge of feeling more momentum growing now, which is really exciting. So we're actually shifting into balancing all energies that are out of balance. Ultimately, that's the direction we're heading. And we are not just trying to get there. We are actually making progress. We're actually hitting that tipping point. And what will happen is when we hit that tipping point, the out of balanced energies will have a little temper tantrum, let's say, and they'll go back to the drawing board and they'll try and renegotiate and try and figure out how they can stop or slow down this inevitable path we're on. So I'm choosing my words very consciously. At the same time, as we have this energy rising and the shifts happening within us and around us and collectively, we are going to feel some disorientation. We're going to feel those symptoms of disillusionment. I talked about that in the last episode. And for all of us to stay on track and to really hone in, we need to make sure that the energy we're holding within us is as clear and clean and pure as possible, and that the energy within us is as harmonized as we possibly can be. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect, and we definitely don't want to beat ourselves up when we're not in alignment. We can be aware that we're not in alignment and then make the shift, but don't add judgment. Don't be afraid to be out of alignment, but be aware. So divine discernment and more acute awareness is needed right now. And in those moments where you're feeling a little bit of the discordant energy, or you're feeling a little off, or maybe you're even feeling some of the out of balanced energies within you, in those moments, if you can be patient, kind to yourself, compassionate, and loving toward yourself, then you're going to be able to shift back into alignment, or shift those energies, or harmonize those energies quicker. If we add judgment, and or if we criticize ourselves, or if we get kind of frustrated, or if we get impatient with ourselves, then we feed the out of balanced energies. We actually give it food, and we don't want to do that. We'll feed fear, we'll feed the ego, we'll feed judgment. All those things are rampant. We don't need any more of those in the world. We don't need to add more of that. We don't need to sprinkle fear on anything. So the more you can practice really divine discernment and really acute awareness, the better you're going to be able to understand and identify when you're not quite in alignment, or when something feels a little off within you. And what I mean by that is, if you're feeling resistant, or an energy that feels a little off in your body, or you're feeling a little frustrated, or you're feeling impatient, those are often indicators that there's something going on. It's often an indicator that either you have external interference in your field, that out of balanced energy is coming in and somehow injecting thoughts, injecting emotional energy, digging into wounds. They find points of entry. They, as in the out of balanced energies. And the energies, these forces, although they're unseen, by most people. They can be felt. And the more you practice discernment, the more you'll feel something feels a little off in my field, or something's a little, it's, something feels like it doesn't belong to me and it's in my field. So when you have that level of discernment, you'll be able to clear it. Now, sometimes if you have a lot of interference in your field, you might need some support in clearing the interference so that you can feel the contrast of what it feels like to have your field clean and clear, so that when the interference comes back in, you can actually detect it quicker. If you don't have that context, if you don't have that ability to feel the contrast, then sometimes you're going to allow interference to stay in your field longer, or just for it to camp out and stay there, because you just don't have the ability to discern what is yours and what isn't. And that's where sometimes you need support. Now, in the Healer's Toolbox, there's a whole module with lots of lessons on internal and external interference and how to clear it. There's exercises to radiate and amplify your field. There's tons of tools to help you practice that. But sometimes you'll need a private session, or sometimes you'll need to work with somebody who's looking at it from the outside and they can really feel the energy and discern what belongs there and what doesn't, and then help you clear the clutter. And then you can step into being able to do that maintenance work on your own. And that's ultimately what I'm here to do, is empower all of you to be able to hold your light, to hold steady in that balanced, harmonized energies, so that that's the signal or beacon you're putting out into the world. That's the frequency you're holding when you're going to the grocery store, or to the bank, or doing your work, or whatever it is. It's your ability to hold that, hold steady in that. Now, I'm going to impart as much information as I can and empower you in as many ways as I can, but ultimately you'll need to do the work. Can't do the work for you. I do a lot of work in the background, working with global energies and universal energies to support. And I've lifted a lot of the interference veils that have been in place for a long time. But there's still individuals that are praying to that false light or leaning toward that energy because it's familiar, it's comfortable, it's what they feel or think is what they need to work with. So when you're working with channeling, or when you're working to receive information for yourself, the helpful words to use right now, if you want to embrace these words, is that you're sending an intention to pray to, connect to, clear, like the channel to pure, clean, clear source or God or whatever it is that you speak to, but make sure it's pure, clear, clean. And the reason I use those words is we just don't want any interference coming in. And unfortunately, a lot of, I'm not saying all channels, but a lot of channels, people that are channeling, are not clear anymore. And that's, they've, some of them have been hijacked. Some of their guides or those that they work with or channel are being interfered with as well at that level. So there's nobody really immune to it at this point. So we really just need to be discerning and aware. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be suspicious or paranoid. Just aware. Just be aware. Be cautious, be conscious, be aware, and be discerning. That's the work. And the more you do that, the more you practice that, the more you'll be able to identify it. And again, when I meet someone else and I can feel that their channel's not totally clear, I don't judge them for that. I just recognize it, and I'll take what feels clean and clear, and I'll leave the rest aside, and I don't need to take it in. So I'm going to invite you all to do the same. So let's take a little journey today and see where we go. I had a few things kind of popping in, but I wasn't sure where we were going to go today. So we'll just drop in and sink in and join and see where the living oneness energy wants to take us today. Okay. I'll invite you to take some deep breaths. And as you rest your eyes closed, bring your awareness into the heart space. Imagine you could let the mind go for a moment. Let all distractions and temptations that are outside of yourself, outside of your experience of your human self, and sink into the heart space. And we're going to see if you can tap into and connect to your divinity. And we can call it your divine self if you wish. The words are just really words, but if the words have meaning and they support you, then use them. If the words don't have meaning for you and they don't feel supportive for you, then change it. Find a different word or just work with the energy beyond the words. I'm using words, but the words themselves are limiting. So we find the best words we possibly can in our human life classroom to bring us to that place of remembering and recognizing our divinity. Take some deep breaths. Soften the body. Imagine you could soften your mind. And imagine you could soften your energy field within and around you. And if you don't know how to do that, imagine that you did. Imagine it was easy. Imagine you just needed to set an intention to soften everything. And we're beginning with awareness in your energy field. Awareness of any interference or any energy that doesn't belong, it's not yours. Sometimes that energy is projected onto you from someone else. Sometimes that energy is injected like a virus in a computer to try and distract or derail you or dampen your intuitive abilities or slow you down or dim your light, block your channel. So just feel your energy field. Scan behind, beside, in front, above, and below. We're beginning by gathering information. We're creating awareness. And you might even ask your heart, is there any external interference in my field? And if you feel a yes, and ask where is it located? Ask to have a little spotlight placed on it. Or ask to be drawn and zoomed into the area that it is. Sometimes it's within the body, sometimes it's around the energy field. Now, before we go any further, let's bring our energy fields into about an arm's length so that you can actually easily work with it and maintain it. As you shine light on any areas of interference, you may or may not gather information about it. Most interference, we don't really need to know what it's about. Now, just be willing to find any interference or be willing to shine light on any interference that's hidden in the layers of the energy field. So, the energy field has many layers. And some of those layers are tight pockets that we don't think to look at, almost like a closet or a doorway behind a library shelf. So it's kind of a hidden doorway or a hidden little pocket. So you might even ask, are there any hidden pockets in my field that are holding external interference? might even ask, is there any internal interference in my field? Any interference that's my own, that belongs to my ego, that's programmed based on my fear, my beliefs, my limitations? Is there any out of balanced energies that I'm holding? Perhaps it's just an energy of an emotion that needs to be felt and expressed. Nothing you need to know about it necessarily, but an energy that's just been held and needs to have a path to be processed and released. And if there's anything you need to know, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. Otherwise, just witness it without judgment. Great awareness. Accept it. Make peace with it. Knowing that ultimately, eventually, there'll be something you would do with it, whether you process it or honor it or move it or heal it. Transmute it. I want you to imagine a big, beautiful container in front of you. I often see it as the shape of a big, massive dragon egg. And this beautiful container or dragon egg is made of pure light, pure balanced energy. Now there's balanced dark energy in the balanced light. But it shows up as light energy. The reason we could see light energy is because there's dark energy. We're not afraid of the dark energy. We don't need to be afraid of it. We just need to understand that there's balanced dark energy and there's out of balance dark energy. The same way there's balanced light energy and there's out of balanced light energy. So this sacred container is created and made with balanced, pure energy. In my vision, it always shows up as white, silver, with threads in it. Almost like a beautiful web of threads. And if I invite people to walk through it or into it, it's like they walk through and it's purifying and cleansing and clearing. It's like walking through a firewall to the other side where there is no out of balanced energies. Everything is harmonized and balanced. When we walk through this beautiful container, there's just pure, clear, clean source. Imagine it's that easy. Imagine this is a shortcut for a moment for you to experience what it would feel like to have your energy field pure, clear, and clean. Imagine you could step into that beautiful, sacred container. I'm in the center. You can step in with me, step in with others. Everybody can step into this sacred circle and feel all of the interference, all of the out of balanced energies fall away. You're left at the boundary of this beautiful container. Imagine now that all out of balanced energies within you, all your fears, limitations, all the ways you hold yourself back, all of your past trauma and experiences that are stored as density within the body, within the mind, within your energy field. Imagine all of those being purified in this moment, transmuted, processed, honored, healed, cleared. Imagine for a moment you were pure, clear, clean, true source. Imagine you were in touch with the essence of your divinity, and you were free of anything and everything that is not in alignment with that truth. Feel your essence, even if it's just a little bit. And imagine you could turn up the volume a little bit more, where you could feel the essence of your divinity a little bit more, and maybe a little bit more. Hold the intention to feel and experience on the deepest level that you're capable of this moment, the presence of your essence without interference. Breathe and allow. Presence of your essence is always here, always available to you. We don't need to go seeking and searching our divinity. Our divinity is already present, available. In this moment, we're inviting everybody to step into this container where all of the veils have been lifted, all of the filters of forgetfulness have been lifted, all of the interference has been left at the door. The ego, the fear, all of it left at the door. Imagine you could go deeper. Folding yourself into your source, folding the perception of who you are. Imagine you could fold perception of yourself into your divinity, into oneness, into source. You come across any fear or resistance, just stir it in, fold it in like a beautiful recipe. Any out of balanced energies that may show up, just fold it in. Let it be transmuted. Let it be harmonized and balanced. Let it be witnessed and honored, processed and healed. Accept it all. Resist nothing. Judge nothing. Allow. Soften. Thoughts that come, just fold them in without judgment. Any emotions that rise up, just give yourself permission to feel them, to let the energy move through you and have the expression it needs. Sometimes there's a spark of joy, but there may be a layer of grief above it, or a layer of doubt, fear. In this space, anything can come to the surface and be witnessed. And for some of you, you may have literally left it all at the door, and you're just bathing in the essence of your presence, your source. In the ocean of oneness. You may have an experience of oneness and connectedness to everything. And at the same time, you may have an experience of oneness with nothing, with nothingness, with spaciousness. Imagine all of your defenses are down. In this space, there's no need to fight. In fact, there's no efforting at all. The energy of efforting shifts to allowing. Everything you need. Available. Everything you need to remember the truth of who you are. Imagine now you could take a copy of this beautiful sacred container. And imagine it in the center of your heart space. Imagine it folded within your heart. Imagine your source folded within your heart, and you are folded within your source. There is no beginning and no end. We are not trying to escape these bodies. We are creating a bridge between our physical experience of our humanness and the non-physical connection of our source. Your divine essence and your human experience are connected. They're inseparable, although we're programmed to feel separate from our source. We cannot separate from that which you are. You are divinity. You are a unique expression of divine source. You are a unique expression of the essence of divinity. You cannot separate from your essence. Although the mind's perception may provide evidence of how you are separate. Separation is not real. It's a perception. And when we are looking through the lens of the limited perspective, our limited mind, our programmed perception, then that wound of separation may be experienced. Here's where we bring the divine union of our divinity and our humanness together. Intentionally joining them. And this divine union offers transmutation. It can transmute energies that are not serving into alignment. It can bring disharmony into harmony. It can bring dissonance into resonance. Discordant energy can balance and harmonize in an instant. You are more powerful than you realize. As you continue to lift the filters of forgetfulness in the mind and remember the truth of who you are, the easier and easier it is to embrace your humanness and embody your divinity. To allow your divine essence to animate you in your humanness. For that energy to move through your voice, your movement, your actions, your presence. in that divine union, we can experience our human life classroom without judgment, without fear. We can experience our unique expression of our humanness and see the interconnectedness of all of creation. We will feel depths of love that go beyond what's possible if we were just sitting in our humanness, that limited perspective. This divine union provides a unique perspective that allows us to shift beyond all limitations. We become limitless. We shift beyond all boundaries. We can witness the perception of boundary without feeling bound, tethered, blocked, separate. We can see the divinity within everyone and everything all together, all at once. And at the same time, honor the unique expression or individuation of the divinity that is you, here to play a specific role, here to share a message or a frequency or an energy that is very unique to you. It's an assignment on a soul level you said yes to. It's time for you to say yes and step into your assignment as fully and as wholly as you possibly can. Breathe, soften. If there's resistance that rises up within you, meet it with love, meet it with compassion. If there's fear that rises up, meet it with love, meet it with compassion, meet it with gentleness. Accept it. I see you. I feel you. I honor you. I accept you. Then fold it in to your divine essence. Fold it into your heart. The heart is the bridge to your divinity. The heart is the key that connects you within the human experience and your divine essence. It is a powerful tool. The heart is way more powerful than the mind. The heart is limitless. The heart is all-knowing. The heart is tapping into a divine knowing that goes beyond logic and reason. It goes beyond programming and limitations. It is eternal. It is boundless. Wisdom. Make some more deep breaths. Imagine your heart space breathing, softening, breathing, expanding, breathing. Feel the alignment. Feel that Beautiful sacred union. There is a new way of being emerging from within you. It's emerging from within your heart. And this new way of being is something that we can understand to a certain degree at the level of the mind. But imagine that you could expand beyond the need to understand. Expand beyond the mind to experience this new way of being, even if it's just a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Soften, lean into it, say yes to it. Not from a desperate place, not from a gripping, grasping, holding tightly, just open your palms, open your heart, empty your mind, and say, yes, yes, thank you. I'm willing, yes, thank you. I feel it now. And I'm grateful for the aspects of it that I feel. I open myself to feel more, at the same time, I don't seek or need more than what is present at this moment. Soften. Surrender. One. Breathe. Bathing in the ocean of oneness, bathing in the divinity, feeling the presence of your essence, expanding from within through your body and beyond. And feel the presence of your essence expanding from beyond, through the body and into your heart. It's folded within you, and you are folded within it. I'm inviting the pure essence of divine love, not human love, divine love, pure, clear, clean, love that goes beyond, beyond what we understand in our humanness. When we tap into divine love, it's the purest source of love that exists. Let it in. Let it expand. It's already part of you. In fact, it's already folded within you. And perhaps you're just letting it into the mind, or letting it into your humanness, pouring it into your human life classroom. And then let's bring in some divine compassion. Again, not human compassion. Human compassion comes with embedded suffering. Divine compassion is compassion without suffering. Beautiful. And if your mind is grasping to understand that, let go of the need to know. And trust that the knowing in your heart is more than enough for now. We're going to invite the frequency of divine love and divine compassion to increase in each one of us. Radiate from within our heart center, that source point, to radiate out into each one of our cells, into our DNA, into the spaces between our cells and around our body, within and around. Sending that frequency like a tone through the cells and through the body, signaling the body how to harmonize and balance, how to align and attune to this frequency so that you become a vibrational tuning fork for your cells, for your energy field, for your mind and body, and for others in this human life classroom. Imagine sending out that message, that beacon of love and compassion. Imagine sending it out in all directions to Mother Earth, to the sky, the stars, the planets, the universe and beyond, out into the world, to your family, friends, all humanity, all animals and nature, the oceans, the air, the earth, the fire, out into space and beyond. Opening your heart to receive the blessing now. Hand on your heart if you wish. On the sternum, right in the center of the chest. Tapping into the heart center as you receive the blessing. May you remember the truth of who you are. May you be a beacon of light, a presence of love and compassion. May you embody the frequency of your source, of your essence. May you remember that your presence has impact, that your words are powerful. May you choose to be a frequency and a tuning fork of love and compassion, of peace, of unity. May you see beyond the behaviors. And may you see the essence of the divine source within everyone and everything, all of creation, everywhere, all together, all at once. May you say yes to play the role you're meant to play now. May you say yes to step into fulfilling your assignment. May you say yes to play your part in the evolution, our individual and collective evolution. May you begin to expand and recognize and remember even more deeply the truth of who you are. And so it is. Yes, thank you. Find a thump. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Take some deep breaths and let that activate and land where it needs to land. Taking some more deep breaths. Doing your best to bring this experience with you as you start to shift your awareness back to your humanness. Sometimes you might feel a little disconnected from what we've just tapped into, and that's okay. Don't judge it. Just recognize the more you practice, the easier it will be, until at one point there's just that divine union, that enlightened way of being. You will come to a point where you will awaken and the forgetfulness will just not be present any longer. And some more deep breaths. As you bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings, recognize that you are a divine being. Imagine you could open your eyes and see through the lens and vision of your divinity. Just take a moment to notice how you feel now. In this moment, how you feel. And you may have just a quick reference or context to how you felt before, to how you feel now. Don't focus too much on how you felt before. So I want you to hold steady in how you feel now. But sometimes it does help the mind to recognize just what has shifted or just how different you feel in this moment. And when we recognize that difference, and we really embrace and embody it even more, then we get this taste for it, and this memory is imprinted in our cells, in the water in our body, and in our muscles, and in our minds. And that imprint becomes a memory or a focal point for you doing this work and continuing to expand that feeling and have it last longer. Be more sustainable. The more you practice, the more it becomes a new way of being. This is part of the practice of a new way of being here in this world. And I'm grateful that you're willing and you're here and showing up to do this work and showing up to do this work in the world as well. So whether you're guided to do some form of work, artwork in the world, or whether you're a healing presence, a loving presence, a peaceful presence as you walk down the street, that has impact. You could be sitting in meditation and have just as much impact as walking down the street and holding the essence of peace. I want you to recognize that, that your presence has impact. Your presence is healing for others, whether you have direct contact with them or not. So if you feel inspired to share how that experience was for you, what stood out for you, or how you feel now, feel free to share in the chat. Gloria wrote, "Thank you for this beautiful experience. Love from El Salvador." Oh, welcome, Gloria from El Salvador. Sheila, thank you so much. You're welcome. Thanks for coming. So it might just be a word or words on how you feel. What feels different? Marion, thank you so much. Amazing. I feel so elevated. Wonderful. Sheila, fearless. Yes, love that. Cora, very expansive. Beautiful. I can feel that for you. Daniela, thank you, Sue. I love this so much. Beautiful on many levels. You're so welcome, Daniela. Thank you. Catherine, thank you for this beautiful journey. What comes in is serenity, divinity, connection. Beautiful. Love that for you and for all of us. I'm grateful for this. Feels amazing. Thank you, Andrea. Annie, Anna, thank you deeply. Powerful. You're welcome. And Cindy, feel peaceful, went deep, beautiful. Love that. Jean, perfect session for you. Wonderful. I'm glad you got what you needed. And Cheryl, myself in my living room feels still, quiet, and peaceful. So you affected your surroundings too. That's so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I feel my mind has become quieter, Kathy. Thank you for sharing. So you can come back to this, listen to it again, have a different experience, have a similar experience, or just help really embody this new way of being and embody the interconnectedness of everything, your oneness with all that exists, with all of creation. The more you practice this, the more it becomes just part of your way of being. And this is how I've been living and breathing this. This is my way of being. And I don't have fear come in very often. My ego is pretty dissolved these days. It's very rare that it comes in. But that's the work I've done to get here. And if I can do it, I know all of you can do it. So I really want to encourage you to keep doing the work, because the more of us that do this collectively, the greater we're going to have that field of radiance and amplification for more balanced energy. And this is where we're really hitting the out of balanced energies in a way that can transmute it. So we're not meant to do it on our own, although our work, there is individual work we're going to do within ourselves, but we are meant to contribute as well in these beautiful circles and containers of shared intention. So thank you all for being here. A couple announcements. I'm just in the process of getting the podcast organized. I had to change platforms. My podcast platform said goodbye and was closing down. So that's been the delay in getting this as a podcast. So I've found a new platform and I'm starting to upload the episodes. So all of the episodes will be podcasts available for you to listen on all of your favorite podcast platforms. I still will have the videos on YouTube in the private replay page for now. I'll kind of keep you posted about that, but it will be up as a podcast soon. And then for those of you that were maybe are sitting on the fence or considering the Healers Toolbox, I still have the founding members discount until September 21st. It's 75% off. It's only $11 a month, or $111 a year, which is less than $10 a month if you want to go that route. It's a great opportunity, a highly valuable tool, collection of tools, and it's ever growing and expanding. So it's going to continue to expand and grow and be more valuable to you. So I always over deliver, but I don't undervalue. I recognize that it's worth way more than I'm guided right now to offer it. But as a founding member, if you want to jump in, it's a great opportunity to jump in. After September 1st, it'll go to $22 a month or $222 a year. So it's going to take a jump. I don't know after that. I can't say, because the guidance, I just go by guidance, and my guidance is September 21st. It needs to go up. And if you feel inspired, I would invite you to go to heartlifeliving.com /toolbox. You can find it on the website under offerings and check it out. If it's meant for you, you'll feel it in your heart. If you're resisting it, it's probably meant for you. So be open to that. Sometimes we resist what we're meant to move toward. All right. I thank you all. I appreciate you. I see you. I honor you. I'm so grateful for your presence in this world and for your presence in this beautiful gathering. Your presence is felt and appreciated, and I thank you. Love and blessings.